summer is practically here, and that means people will be out and about spending more time in the water. Staying safe in the water, though, requires vigilance and good safety skills. That's according to Susan Davis, the aquatics director for the Grand River YMCA in Chillicothe. She joins us now for this morning's KMZU Newsmaker.
Our organization works with the USA Swimming Organization, the nationwide deal. The Olympics works with this organization also, and they have a nationwide learning to swim program. So we go into the schools here and we teach water safety, whether it's in lakes or ponds or just your backyard swimming pool. The best thing we can tell you is, first thing you need to do is get your kids in some swimming lessons and teach them some basic swimming life-saving things that they can do when they're in and around water.
And what are some of the main criteria that these courses cover?
Some of the things we like to teach them is how to get in and out of the water correctly. If you are in a pond or lake or out on a boat anywhere, you need to make sure that your life preserver fits correctly. And when you buy those, you buy them according to the weight that you need, whether it's a child or an adult. You want to try them on, make sure they fit really snug. They may seem like so tight that you may not be able to breathe, but they really need to be tight so they don't come up underneath the neck area. So it's important that the life preservers fit correctly, because if you fall in the water, then that's what they're there for, is to help rescue you to get you back to shore, for instance. As far as backyard swimming pools or even indoor pools, if they just go to the city pool, or like with our pool, it's indoors, we like to be able to teach them that there's certain rules that we have, and those rules are there for their safety. So we ask that they do what the rules tell them to do, and usually the lifeguard or whoever's on duty will enforce those rules also. They are for their safety. That's why we have the rules in place. It's for their safety. So the biggest thing is learning how to swim. If you are getting tired, it's the best thing you can do is just float on your back, take some deep breaths, rest for a few seconds, and then go on about your playing or get out of the pool itself and just rest along the side.
So is there a certain amount of time that people should spend in the water? Is it dangerous to spend a prolonged period of time in the water?
Well, the one thing that we emphasize is, even though you're around water, you still need to hydrate. And when you're out in the sun a lot, that's the biggest thing, is you need to make sure that you're getting plenty of fluid back into your body system. When you're out playing and you're out in the sun, your body puts out more than what you realize. And especially these little fellows that like to go to the city pool and swim a lot need to make sure that they're drinking lots of water and that they hydrate themselves.
Do you have any tips for someone who might be taking a water-related trip this summer, like a float trip?
The best thing is, just if you're going on a boating trip or anything, a camping trip, they have a lot of lists available online of things that you should take when you're doing those things. So I would suggest that you get a list and make sure you pack accordingly. So it will definitely come in handy when you're out and about.
To find out more about staying safe around the water this summer, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.